These are some of the problems we'll be confronting in our next and final lecture. Right now, what interests us is the fascinating ambiguity between the planned antitonal functions of the 12-tone row and the inevitable tonal harmonic implications that innately reside in it, do what you will. Of course, a composer may construct any row at his own pleasure, either to emphasize harmonic relationships or to de-emphasize them, even to try to erase them. But either way, the relationships remain, whether overt, as in Bach, where you hear them actually, or whether they're implied, as in the Beethoven, where it's anybody's guess. And so there is always that resulting ambiguous tug of war between being rooted and being partly rooted. Rooted and partly rooted. But music can never be totally rootless as long as there are 12 equal tones in an octave. Not 13, 12. For example, one of the most famous pre-Schoenberg attempts at a 12-tone row, dating from the 1850s, if you could believe it, is the opening theme of Franz Liszt's Faust Symphony. Here, all 12 tones are immediately revealed, again, with no harmonic support and with no repetitions. A pure tone row and as mystic as you could wish. But it's so constructed that each group of three notes in itself spells out a chord. You see the first three notes? That spells out a chord, a so-called augmented triad, so that the whole row winds up outlining four such chords. And four times three is 12. Now, the harmonic implications in that row are so strong that obviously the whole piece is going to be filled with augmented triads as long as that row has anything to say about it. And indeed, it is filled with them. All through all three movements.